Docket is case 3937. Ms. Romanoff, a request to combine and consolidate?
Yes, Mr. Bender, we'd like to consolidate case number 3937 through 3944.
Any objection to combining and consolidating for purposes of hearing cases 3937 through 3944? Not case 3937 on motion of the commission consider the application of LLNE for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells located in the Ambrose Field of I-County, North Dakota, as an exception to section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3938 on a motion the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells located in the Last Chance Field of Wisconsin, North Dakota, as an exception to section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3939, on a motion the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to acquire gas produced from certain oil wells located in the Big Dipper Field of I-County, North Dakota, as exception to section 380806.4, North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3940, on a motion the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells in the Gooseneck Field of I-County, North Dakota, as exception to section 380806.4. Case number 3941, on a motion of the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells located in Hogan Field of I-County, North Dakota, as an exception to section 380806.4. And case number 3942, on a motion of the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from Mrs. Johnson, 22-8, number 1 well, located in section 8, township 161 north, range 99 west, Mustard Field, Dubai County, North Dakota, as an exception to section 380806.4, North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3943, on a motion the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from its boss number 22-25 well, located in section 25, township 154 north, range 100 west, Avco Field. What?
Avoca Field,
thank you. Williams County, North Dakota, as an exception to section 380806.4, North Dakota Century Code, and case number 3944, on a motion the commission consider the application of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from its Hewer number 41-20, number 1 well, located in section 20, township 161 north, range 95 west, Sadler Field, Dubai County, North Dakota, is an exception to section 380806.4, North Dakota Century Code. Would all those who wish to testify in cases 3937 through 3944 please rise and take the oath? Promise to tell the truth, the matter about to be heard?
Yes.
I'm Jane Fleck Romanoff, Techmakers Trust Mayor, appearing here today on behalf of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company. We have one witness today, Mr. Rick Kirby. Would you please state your name?
Rick Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y.
And your address, sir?
1560 Broadway, Suite 1200, Denver, Colorado.
And where, excuse me, where are you employed, sir?
LLNE.
And in what capacity?
I'm a senior petroleum engineer.
How long have you been with LLNE?
7 months.
And your duties are what, sir?
Production and drilling operations for the North Dakota area.
Would you describe to us your previous work experience?
I started with Amoco Production Company in 1977, worked 3 years there. I worked for Instar Petroleum for 4 years after that, and Cosica Resources for 1 year, and I'm presently employed by LLNA.
And what is your educational background, Mr. Kirby?
I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Petroleum Engineering at the University of Oklahoma.
And are you familiar, Mr. Kirby, with all matters relevant to these hearings today?
Yes, I am.
We'll offer further testimony of Mr. Kirby as an expert.
Okay, proceed.
Moving first of all to case number 3937, you brought with you today, have you not, two exhibits?
Yes, I have.
And did you prepare these exhibits or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, I did.
And are you satisfied that these exhibits are accurate?
Yes.
Moving first of all to your exhibit one, Mr. Kirby. We note that Exhibit 1 shows the wells which are the subject matter of this hearing today.
Yes.
And there are 6 wells.
Yes.
If we move down to Exhibit 2 just briefly, those 6 wells are specifically named and their specific location as part of Exhibit 1 is shown.
Yes. The number 1, Corbis.
Now moving on to Exhibit 1 again, you have indicated on that exhibit the distance from the 6 wells to the Narrows gas pipeline. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and who is the owner of that pipeline?
Koch Hydrocarbons.
Exhibit 2 would show us the distance from the wells in question to the Narrows gas pipeline, and you've indicated that to be, depending upon the well, anywhere from 14 to 15 miles.
Yes, I have.
Okay, referring again to Exhibit 2, you indicate, first of all, that you request an exemption with respect to the number 1 Torgerson. Is that well currently connected to a plant?
No, it is not.
And is it connected to a line of any kind?
No, it is not.
And what is the current gas production from the Torgerson 1?
15 MCF.
And your lease use is what, sir?
10 MCF.
And are you flaring the balance?
Yes.
Is gas production decreasing from the Torgerson?
Yes, it is.
And given its low production, do you consider it economic to connect the Torgerson to a gas purchase line?
No, I do not.
Would it be economic to connect that well to a line in the future?
No.
Now, referring to the remaining 5 wells which you show on Exhibit 2, are those 5 wells connected to any plant or line?
Yes, they are.
Would you please explain exactly the connection of these wells?
There's a gas processing plant in the field operated by Custom Energy Gas Processing out of Casper. And they strip the liquids out of the gas. We take the dry gas and use it for lease usage. The balance of that is flared.
And is that gas flared at the plant?
Yes.
Do you have an approximation of the total MCF per day which is being flared at the plant?
Approximately 300 MCF.
And have you contacted Koch Hydrocarbons with respect to the purchase of the gas being flared?
Yes, I have.
And have they indicated to you what the approximate pipeline connection investment would be?
Yes, I have.
And what is that amount?
$760,000.
Has Koch indicated any willingness to make that investment?
No, they have not.
Did Koch indicate to you that due to low volumes of gas produced from the 5 wells in question, that such an investment would be uneconomic?
Yes, they have.
And does LLNE also consider it uneconomic to make that investment on its own behalf?
Yes.
You indicated that you are flaring gas at the plant. Does the plant have no market for that particular gas?
No, it does not.
Then, in sum, with respect to your testimony, Mr. Kirby, is it your opinion that the 6 wells, which are the subject matter of this hearing, do not produce sufficient amounts of gas to create a market for that gas or make it economic to connect it to a gas pipeline?
No.
And do you also consider it economic to so connect these wells in the future?
No.
We have no further questions. In case number 3937, we'll offer Exhibits 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 are received. Jane, how would you like to handle questions?
We prefer them after each case. It keeps exhibits a little easier to handle.
Are there any questions for Mr. Kirby? Jack? Mr. Kirby, was any analysis done with regard to the Torgerson well, looking it up to Custom Energy's gas processing plant?
Yes, we did look into that, and the volume was too low to put a pipeline in.
Any other questions? You may proceed with the next case.
In case number 3938, Mr. Kirby, you have also brought with you today 2 exhibits.
Yes, I have.
And did you either prepare these exhibits or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes.
And are you satisfied as to the accuracy of these exhibits?
Yes, I am.
Moving first of all to your exhibit 1, you know that this is a well plaque which shows the wells which are the subject matter of this hearing?
Yes.
And approximately how many wells are involved?
3 wells.
And does it also show on the map the location of the Narrows gas pipeline?
Yes, it does.
And who is the owner of that pipeline?
Koch Hydrocarbons.
Moving on to Exhibit 2, With respect to the three wells in question, does that exhibit show the distance?
Yes, it does.
From the wells to the gas pipeline? Okay, would you please tell us what that distance is?
On the number 4 Bratlin, it's 1,800 feet. On the number 1 Nelson, it is 4,600 feet. On the number 4 Birdie, it is 1,800 feet.
And is LLE currently flaring gas production from these wells?
Yes.
What is your current MCF per day production?
From all three, it is 51 MCF.
And is there any lease use with respect to that production?
Approximately 10 MCF per well.
And are you flaring the balance?
Yes, we are.
Do you find it necessary to supplement from time to time on any of these wells?
Yes, we do.
And so is it your application with respect to the three wells to be allowed an exemption to flare from time to time as necessary?
Yes.
Did you contact Koch Hydrocarbons with respect to the purchase of the gas production from these three wells?
Yes, we did.
And did they indicate to you that the investment estimate for connection to a pipeline was $45,600?
Yes.
Did they indicate to you that due to the low volumes they were unwilling to make that investment?
Yes.
And does LLE consider it economic to make that investment on its own?
No.
Then, based on your testimony, Mr. Kirby, with respect to the three wells in question, do you consider it uneconomic now and in the future to connect these wells to a gas pipeline?
Yes, I do.
We have no further questions in case number 3938. We offer exhibits 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 received. Any questions with regard to case number 3938?
You said that you currently produce 51 MCF from these three wells?
Out of all three, yes.
And how much do you use on lease?
Approximately 10 MCF per well.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? We'll proceed with case number 3939.
Mr. Kirby, in case number 3939, did you again bring two exhibits with you today that you either prepared or have prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, I did.
And are you satisfied that those exhibits are accurate?
Yes.
Moving first of all to Exhibit 1, does this show the wells in question, which are the subject matter of this hearing?
Yes, it does.
And we note that there are three wells on that plot?
Yes.
Moving on then, does it also show the nearest gas pipeline?
Yes, it does.
Is that pipeline also owned by Koch Hydrocarbons?
Yes, it is.
Moving then on to Exhibit 2, does that exhibit indicate the well names or location and the distance to the pipeline from the three wells?
Yes, it does.
And we note in your exhibit that depending upon the well, the distance is anywhere from 3 to 7 miles.
Yes.
Are you currently flaring from the three wells in question?
Yes, we are.
And would you then tell us what the MCF per day production is with respect to the three wells?
Total is 69 MCF for the three wells.
Is there any lease use with respect to gas production?
Yes, approximately 10 MCF per well.
And are you then flaring the balance?
Yes, we are.
Which would be from 0 to 30 MCF?
Yes.
Are you supplementing them from time to time?
Yes, we are.
Is it then your request that you be allowed to flare from time to time given the lease operations?
Yes.
And have you contacted Koch Hydrocarbons with respect to the estimated investment to connect these wells to a pipeline?
Yes.
And was that estimate $335,600?
Yes, it was.
Did Koch indicate to you that the volumes were too low to make that investment economic?
Yes.
Does LLE also consider that investment uneconomic?
Yes.
So then, given your testimony, Mr. Kirby, and based on Exhibits 1 and 2, is it your opinion that it is uneconomic now and in the future to connect these three wells to a gas pipeline?
Yes.
We have no further questions. In this case, we offer Exhibits 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 received. Any questions with regard to case 3939?
I've got one question. I guess it's really not a question. On Exhibit 1, on all your Exhibit 1s, to these lines you show a proposed line. And that to me indicates that it will be laid, and that is not the case.
No, it's not. It's just a proposed route to come up with economics.
Okay, and that's the case in all the cases.
Yes, it is.
Any other questions? Any other testimony in case 3939? You may proceed with case 3940.
Mr. Kirby, in case 3940, you have brought with you two exhibits today. Did you either prepare them or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes.
And are you satisfied that exhibits 1 and 2 are accurate?
Yes, I am.
Would you then refer to Exhibit 1 and tell us whether or not this exhibit does show the four wells, which are the subject matter of this hearing today?
Yes, it does.
Does it also show the location of the nearest existing pipeline to those wells?
Yes, it does.
And have you indicated a hypothetical route in order to determine the economics of connecting those wells to the existing pipeline?
Yes, I have.
Then moving on, is Koch Hydrocarbons once again the owner of the existing pipeline?
Yes.
Okay, then moving on to Exhibit 2, does this exhibit show the well names once again, their location as we would find on Exhibit 1?
Yes.
And does it also show the distance to the existing pipeline from those wells being, depending upon well, 5 to 6 miles?
Yes.
Are you currently flaring from the 4 wells in question?
Yes, we are.
Will you then tell us what the current MCF per day production is?
Approximately 67 MCF for the field.
And of that daily production, what are you using on the lease, if anything?
Approximately 10 MCF per well.
Are you flaring the balance then?
Yes, we are.
And that would be approximately how much?
Anywhere from 5 to 16 per well.
From time to time, have you found it necessary to supplement?
Yes, we have.
Is it then your application that you be allowed to flare from time to time depending upon lease operations?
Yes.
Have you again contacted Koch Hydrocarbons with respect to an investment estimate on the cost of connecting the 4 wells to a pipeline?
Yes, we have.
And did they indicate that to you that it was $260,000, $800?
Yes.
Okay, and did they consider that investment uneconomic to make in order to connect the wells?
Yes, they do.
And given the low volumes, does LLE also consider it uneconomic?
Yes, we do.
So then based on Exhibits 1 and 2, do you consider, in your opinion, that it is uneconomic to connect the 4 wells in question to a gas pipeline?
Yes, we do.
And do you consider it uneconomic to do so in the future?
Yes.
We have no further questions in case 2940 will offer 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 are received. Any questions in case 3940?
The other wells in the field are owned by who?
Those would be Conoco.
Are those wells making approximately the same amount of gas as yours?
Yes, they would be.
Now, using a hypothetical case that the gas in the Ambrose field would be economic to run a line, and the line would go other than your proposed route and would go directly to the Gooseneck field and then down to the existing line, would it be economic to hook up these wells at that time if a line went right through the field?
No, it would not. I looked at that also, and I guess if there was a line out there, it would be economic to hook these up, but...
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, it would be.
Okay.
Any other questions? Case 3941.
Mr. Kirby, in case number 3941, did you also bring with you Exhibits 1 and 2, which you either prepared or had prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes.
And are you satisfied that Exhibits 1 and 2 are accurate?
Yes, I am.
Exhibit 1 is a plat, is it not, which shows us the location of the wells, which are the subject matter of this hearing?
Yes.
And will we find the name of those wells and their exact location on Exhibit 1 on Exhibit 2 as well?
Yes.
Does Exhibit 1 also show us the existing pipeline, which is the closest pipeline to the wells?
Yes.
And who is the owner of that pipeline?
Koch Hydrocarbons.
Moving on then to Exhibit 2, have you indicated on that exhibit the distance of each of the wells to the existing pipeline?
Yes.
And what is that distance?
11 to 12 miles.
Are you currently flaring any gas production from the 3 wells in question?
Yes, we are.
Would you then tell us what their daily production is?
Approximately 12 to 16 MCF. One is too small to measure.
And is there any lease use of the gas production for the 2 wells that you do have indicated production?
Yes.
And what is that lease use?
Approximately 10 to 15 MCF.
And so then you are flaring the balance?
Yes, we are.
Have you contacted Koch Hydrocarbons to determine from them what the investment estimate would be with respect to connecting these 3 wells to a gas pipeline?
Yes.
And what was their response?
They did not want to make the investment.
And they indicated to you that the investment was $735,000?
Yes.
And does LLE consider it uneconomic to make the investment on its own behalf?
Yes.
Given the production, as you indicated, it on the exhibits 1 and 2, together with the investment estimate, is it uneconomic to connect these three wells to the gas pipeline now and in the future?
Yes.
We'll offer exhibits 1 and 2.
Exhibits are received. Any questions?
Rick, the economics based on your exhibit 1 are much greater to the state well than to the two Peterson wells. Wouldn't that be your true statement?
Yes.
Any other questions?
The two Peterson wells, have they just been currently completed?
Excuse me?
The two Peterson wells, are those new wells?
The number one, or the number two Peterson was just hooked up this year, yes.
I mean, they don't appear in the February oil production report. Did they just come online?
Yes, it's been on about a month now.
Okay, thank you.
Does your company have a plant in the field to strip off liquids from some of this gas?
Not in this field, just in the Ambrose. Just in the Ambrose field.
That's what I'm talking about. You strip off the liquids from the gas in the Ambrose field?
Yes, we do.
So the entire amount of hydrocarbons in the gas is not lost. You are trying to save some of it.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that an economic venture?
Right now, I'd say no.
Mr. Kirby, with respect to the three wells which are the subject matter of case number 3941, is it uneconomic to connect any one well or all three wells to a gas pipeline?
Yes, that's correct.
Any other questions regarding case 3941? Case 3942?
Mr. Kirby, in case number 3942, did you once again bring with you two exhibits today?
Yes.
And did you either prepare these exhibits or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, I did.
And are you satisfied that they are accurate?
Yes.
Will you then refer to your exhibit 1 and tell us whether or not that exhibit shows the location of the well in question?
Yes, it does.
Does it also show a hypothetical route to the nearest existing pipeline?
Yes, it does.
Who is the owner of that pipeline?
Coke Hydrocarbons.
Moving on to exhibit 2 then, with respect to the well you have named, the Johnson 22-8, do you indicate the distance from that well to the nearest pipeline?
Yes.
And that distance is what?
11 miles.
Are you currently flaring gas from the Johnson?
Yes, we are.
What is your daily production from that well?
58.
And are you using any of the gas on the lease?
Approximately 10 MCF per day.
And are you then flaring the balance?
Yes, we are.
Did you contact Coke Hydrocarbons to determine whether or not they would purchase the gas from the Johnson 22-8?
Yes, I did.
And what was their response?
They did not want to make the investment.
The investment that they indicated would be necessary to connect the Johnson was $445,200?
Yes, it was.
Is it also is uneconomic for LLNE to make the investment on its own behalf?
Yes, it is.
Then given exhibits 1 and 2, your testimony in the investment estimate, is it your opinion that it is uneconomic now and in the future to connect the Johnson 22-8 to a gas pipeline?
Yes.
We'll offer exhibits 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 are received. Any questions?
Rick, is that other well in that section, are they flaring gas?
Yes, they are.
How about the well 2 miles to the east?
I don't know for sure.
Mr. Kirby, did you wish to make a clerical correction with respect to Exhibit 2 on the H2S content?
Yes, I'd like to change that to 7,000 parts per million.
That's pretty good clerical.
What was the change?
That's pretty good clerical correction.
What was the change? I didn't.
7,000 parts per million.
I I would assume your stack requirement there meets the health department's standards then?
Yes, it does.
Any other questions? Were you giving us an opportunity to catch that, Jane, before you asked the question? Case number 3943.
Mr. Kirby, in case number 3943, once again, we note that you have brought with you today two exhibits. Did you either prepare these exhibits or did you have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, I did.
Now, you satisfy that exhibits 1 and 2 are accurate?
Yes.
Would you then refer to exhibit 1 and tell us if it does not show the location of the well, which is the subject matter of this hearing?
Yes, it does.
Does it also show the location of the nearest existing pipeline?
Yes, it does.
Who is the owner of that pipeline?
Coke Hydrocarbons.
Then moving on to your exhibit 2, have you indicated to us the distance from that pipeline to the well?
Yes, I have.
And what is that?
1 mile.
Are you currently flaring gas production from the Boss 22-25?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your MCF per day production?
18.
Are you using any of the production for lease operations?
Yes.
Approximately how much?
15.
And are you flaring the balance?
Yes, we are.
Is production in this well declining?
Yes, it is.
Have you contacted Coke Hydrocarbons with respect to the purchase of the gas from the well in question?
Yes, we have.
And what was their response?
No.
And did they respond that they were uninterested because of the low volumes and the investment involved?
Yes.
And was that investment in the amount of $25,200?
Yes, it was.
Is L&E also unwilling to make that investment?
Yes, we are.
So based on Exhibits 1 and 2 and your testimony together with the investment estimate, do you consider it uneconomic now in the future to connect the well to a gas pipeline?
Yes.
We have no further questions. We offer 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 are received. Any questions?
Is there any other wells in this area that could be tied in?
I believe the other wells, some of the other wells are tied into the pipelines.
So there are no other wells in this immediate area that are flaring?
Not in that section, no.
Okay, thank you.
Case 3944.
Mr. Kirby, in case number 3944, once again, you have brought with you two exhibits. Did you either prepare these exhibits or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, I did.
And are you satisfied that exhibits 1 and 2 are accurate?
Yes.
Exhibit 1 shows us, does it not, the location of the well in question?
Yes, it does.
And it also shows us the location of the nearest existing pipeline?
Yes, it does.
The owner of that pipeline is whom?
Ecological Engineering.
And moving on to exhibit 2, have you indicated to us the distance from the well to the pipeline?
Yes, I have.
And that is what, sir?
3 miles.
Are you currently flaring from the well in question?
Yes, we are.
And what is the current daily production?
47 MCF.
And what is the current lease use, if any?
Approximately 10.
So once again, are you flaring the balance?
Yes, we are.
Does exhibit 2 show a sulfur content, which you'd like to correct?
Yes, I'd like to change that to 13,000 parts per million.
Have you contacted Ecological Engineering Systems with respect to the connection of the well in question to its gas pipeline?
Yes, I have.
Have they indicated that they were unwilling to connect it or make the investment to connect the well?
Yes.
And that investment estimate based on your contact with Ecological was $45,000?
Yes, it was.
Does L&E also consider it uneconomic to make that investment?
Yes, we do.
So then based on your testimony in Exhibits 1 and 2, in your opinion, is it uneconomic now and in the future to connect the well in question to a gas pipeline?
Yes.
We'll offer Exhibits 1 and 2.
Exhibits 1 and 2 received. Any questions? Any further testimony in case 3944? Any further testimony in cases 3937 through 3944? If not, thank you for your testimony. We'll close the hearing.